This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Rhinocort Hay Fever Analogy Original Budesonide. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Rhinocort. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your pharmacist or doctor. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your pharmacist or doctor has weighed the risks of you using Rhinocort against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about using Rhinocort, ask your pharmacist or doctor. Keep this leaflet with your Rhinocort. You may need to read it again. What Rhinocort is used for? Rhinocort is sprayed into the nose to help prevent and treat allergic rhinitis, hay fever. Hay fever is an inflammation or swelling of the nose lining, which may cause blockage, runny nose, itching and or sneezing. While hay fever is the name most commonly used for these allergic conditions, the medical names are seasonal allergic rhinitis and perennial allergic rhinitis. Seasonal allergic rhinitis, generally triggered by pollens, e.g. grass, weeds and sometimes trees, in the air, and is most common during spring and summer months. Perennial allergic rhinitis may be triggered by dust mites, animal dander, particularly cats, or mold spores, and can occur throughout the year. Rhinocort contains budesonide. This belongs to a family of medicines called corticosteroids, which are used to help reduce inflammation. Ask your pharmacist or doctor if you have any questions about why Rhinocort has been recommended for you. Rhinocort is not addictive. Rhinocort is available from pharmacists without a prescription. Before you use Rhinocort, when you must not use it. Do not use Rhinocort if 1. You have an allergy to any medicines containing budesonide, any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet, other corticosteroid medicines. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include rash, itching, or hives on the skin, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. 2. You have frequent nosebleeds. Your condition may cause nosebleeds and still require treatment. Discuss with your doctor if you have any concerns. 3. You have severe infections in the nose, especially candidiasis, thrush. Do not give Rhinocort to a child under the age of 12 years. If necessary, your doctor will prescribe a suitable medicine for children less than 12 years of age who have hay fever. Do not use Rhinocort after the expiry date, EXP, printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired, or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start using Rhinocort, talk to your pharmacist or doctor. Before you start to use it, tell your pharmacist or doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Tell your pharmacist or doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: nasal, sinus, or chest infection, recent injury that has not healed, or surgery to your nose, open sores in your nose, severe nasal congestion or obstruction, tuberculosis, TB, or have been exposed to someone who has tuberculosis, chickenpox, or measles, glaucoma, cataracts, or have an eye infection, diabetes. It may not be safe for you to use Rhinocort if you have any of these conditions. Tell your pharmacist or doctor if you are pregnant, or plan to become pregnant, or breastfeeding. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of using Rhinocort during pregnancy and while breastfeeding. If you have not told your pharmacist or doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start using Rhinocort. Taking other medicines. Tell your pharmacist or doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you get without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Rhinocort may interfere with each other. These include other corticosteroid medicines for conditions such as asthma, allergies, or skin rash. These may include tablets, asthma inhalers, nasal sprays, or eye or nose drops. Medicines used to treat fungal infections, e.g. ketoconazole, itraconazole, cimetidine, a medicine used to treat reflux and stomach ulcers. Some antibiotic medicines, including erythromycin, clarithromycin. These medicines may be affected by Rhinocort, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of Rhinocort, or you may need to use a different medicine. Your doctor or pharmacist will advise you. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while using Rhinocort. How to use Rhinocort. To prevent symptoms, start using Rhinocort before the hay fever season, or before coming into contact with something you know will cause your hay fever. If you start using Rhinocort early, it will help reduce the severity of your symptoms. Follow all directions given to you by your pharmacist or doctor carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. How to use it. Each pack of Rhinocort contains an instruction leaflet that tells you the correct way to use it. Please read the leaflet carefully. If you do not understand the instruction leaflet, ask your pharmacist or doctor for help. Gently blow your nose before using Rhinocort. Use only in your nose. How much to use. When you first start using Rhinocort, the usual starting doses. 4 sprays into each nostril in the morning, or 2 sprays into each nostril twice a day, in the morning and evening. Do not exceed the recommended dose, total of 8 sprays each day. It may take a few days of using Rhinocort before you notice any improvement in your symptoms. Once your symptoms improve, after your symptoms have improved, you should gradually reduce the number of sprays you put into each nostril to the lowest number that controls your symptoms. This might be 1 spray into each nostril in the morning. How long to use it? See your doctor or pharmacist if your symptoms are not relieved within 7 days. It generally takes a few days before you notice any improvement in your symptoms. Do not use for more than 6 months without the advice of your doctor or pharmacist. If symptoms persist or worsen, or if new symptoms occur, stop use and consult a physician. If you forget to use it. If you miss a dose of Rhinocort, use it as soon as you remember. Do not use a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your pharmacist or doctor. If you have trouble remembering to use your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much, overdose, immediately telephone your doctor, pharmacist, or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 1-3-1-1-2-6. If you think you or anyone else may have used too much Rhinocort, do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. While you are using Rhinocort, things you must do. See your pharmacist or doctor if your symptoms are not relieved within 7 days. It generally takes a few days before you notice any improvement in your symptoms. Ask your doctor to examine your nose if you have been using Rhinocort for several months without a break. Ask your doctor to examine your nose from time to time to make sure the medicine is working and to prevent unwanted side effects. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are using Rhinocort. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are using Rhinocort. If you become pregnant while using Rhinocort, tell your doctor. Things you must not do. Do not use Rhinocort to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your Rhinocort to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Side effects. Tell your pharmacist or doctor as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are using Rhinocort. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical attention if you get some of the side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your pharmacist or doctor to answer any questions you may have. Tell your pharmacist or doctor if you notice any of the following, and they worry you. Headache. Dizziness. Tiredness. Sneezing after spraining or irritated nose. Nosebleeds. Nasal crust. Dry nose or mouth. Itching or sore throat. Cough. Increased amount of sputum. The above list includes the more common side effects of your medicine. They are usually mild and only last for a short time. Tell your pharmacist or doctor immediately if you notice any of the following. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Severe rash, an ulcer, open wound in your nose. Sign or symptoms of a nasal or sinus infection such as a persistent fever, pain or swelling, or discolored nasal discharges. Change in vision or blurred vision. These may be serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention. Serious side effects are rare. Tell your doctor if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some people. After using Rhinocort storage, keep your Rhinocort in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze. Do not store Rhinocort or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it on windowsills or in the car. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Disposal. If you stop using Rhinocort or it has passed its expiry date, ask your pharmacist what to do with any you have left. Product description. Rhinocort contains approximately 60 or 120 sprays in 18 milliliters brown glass bottle with pump spray equipment and nasal adapter. Rhinocort bottle contains an overfill to allow for the small amount of liquid that cannot be pumped out of the bottle. Rhinocort nasal spray contains 32 micrograms of budesonide as the active ingredient per spray, and the following inactive ingredients: disodium etetate, potassium sorbate, E202, glucose, dispersible cellulose, polysorbate 80, E433, purified water, hydrochloric acid, E507, may have been added to adjust pH of the solution. Sponsor: Johnson & Johnson Pacific, Australia, New Zealand, 45 Jones Street, Ultimo, New South Wales 20007. Registered trademark, Consumer Care Centre, Australia. 1-800-029-979, New Zealand. 0-800-446-147, overseas customers, plus 61-282-60836-6. This leaflet was prepared in December 2, 019. Australian registration number, Rhinocort Hay Fever. An allergy original nasal spray, Ostar 77885.